Hello and welcome to Pokédex Pathfinders, where we explore the Pokédex at a leisurely pace. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
On today's episode, we talk about numbers 88 and 89, the Grimer family.
And we rank our top three smelliest Pokémon on this week's Hypothetical.
Let's get to it. I think we need to have a quick shout out at the beginning of this episode due to when it's going to be released. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh, spoopy season is upon us.
By the time this comes out, spoopy season will be almost past us, but enjoy it. And I feel like this is a relatively good Halloween Pokemon.
This is at least as spooky as we've gotten so far.
Zubat and Golbat.
Oh, man. Yeah, well.
Number 88. It is Grimer. It is the sludge Pokemon. That's accurate. It is poison type. It's been a while since we've had a poison type.
Well, you can never get enough poison in Gen 1. So,
yeah, in Gen 1, this was probably the longest you can go without poison. I'd like to switch it up a little bit, and I'd like to start by talking about the name.
Okay.
I normally say that a little bit.
Yep.
Do you think this was...
the English name, or...
Yes. Okay. Yes, the English name. Do you think that this was in any way influenced by Slimer from Ghostbusters?
100%. I feel like I would be skipping to the end if I say my reasoning, so I won't. I will just for now say yes.
I, like, was trying to Google around and see if I could find any evidence or anybody from the Pokemon company talking about influence from Slimer or anything like that. And also, I mean, just think about how popular Ghostbusters stuff was around late 90s time.
Not only Ghostbusters, I want you to think about how popular disgusting things were around this time in general.
Yeah, true.
Gross out type things, slimy things, piles of garbage, I guess.
Or piles of sludge, which brings us back to what we're talking about. And returning to our normal form here, I have a question for you.
All right.
Describe to me the bouquet, if you will, the smell of a Grimer. What do you think a Grimer smells like?
All right. So Grimer smells like when you have a meal that is really good, but there is something that gets left behind, you know, like chicken bones. I don't know. There's something that you have to throw in the garbage, but you forget that you had to take the garbage out. And you forgot maybe like a couple weeks.
Okay.
It's very specifically old garbage for me.
Okay. I would take that. I was thinking like a porta potty smell.
Ooh, okay. You went the doo-doo route. A valid route to go as well.
God, do you think that like Grimers hang out in the bottom of porta potties?
This is where they are born.
No, we have a note about where they're born. We'll get to there. But... no, reason I was
they
thinking
definitely
like
do
a port-
they eat trash and they eat slime, so you'd think that they would actually do really well at the bottom of the porta potty.
You know, it would be a good way to get rid of waste. You wouldn't have to clean it up.
We're jumping super far ahead.
I'd like to revisit the our hypothetical about pitching Pokemon services. Grimer
porta
potties.
You might accidentally pitch the Alolan service. So.
Very true. Let's get into some bio info.
I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
all right.
Grimer is a big old pile of poo. It's toxic sludge, but it does have arms. Since it is just an amorphous blob, don't you think it can form into any shape it wants, or are the arms kind of all it can really do?
Okay. So I am so glad that this is the question that you posed, because I am ready for this.
Good.
The big focus for me with this poke was like thinking about organs and shape and stuff like that.
Yes.
I want to start this out by saying it is established that this poke was originally born from polluted sludge. They reference it in multiple
Pokedex entries. Yes, we definitely get its origins in a couple different dexes.
It actually says in Diamond and Pearl, it was from when the moon's x-rays hit a pile of sludge, which...
so insane.
I did look it up. The moon can reflect x-rays from the sun, but that would...
powerful enough to animate garbage?
You know what would be more powerful than that? Just the x-rays from the sun. Anyway.
I don't know why I imagined Lunala, you know, the moon poke, blasting just a pile of poo and being like, come to life! And it's just some sort of Frankenstein.
All right, that's our new fan theory, and we're going to go with that one instead. But based off that, I'm going to go with the assumption that that was kind of similar to original proteins and simple single-celled organisms being born from like the primordial ooze, potentially from radiation from the sun and from like a lightning strike or whatever it happened to be. I'm going to go with the same assumption here, and I'm going to say that Grimer is basically a very, very large and robust single cell organism, like an amoeba.
Whoa. Yeah, single cell. Okay. Yeah, it's all the discarded trash, but it has become one. It has the ability to think.
I don't think that it is made of the trash, like a Trubbish or a Garbiter would be. I think that this is a large single cell organism that absorbs the stuff around it and is able to digest it in elements of the cell that would kind of closely resemble a digestive tract. With that being said, an incredibly circuitous way of getting there,
get to the question.
Your original question, I don't think that these are arms as much as they're pseudopods, which is what single cell organisms have, where they can reach out. Some amoebas can kind of like reach out a little bit of like the cell wall,
if you will.
Exactly. And I think that part of the reason that you only see these really simple things, I think they're supposed to kind of mimic the pseudopods coming out of these single celled organisms. I thought way too much about this giant.
This would definitely make a lot
slime.
Of sense. I was kind of thinking of it being similar to Ditto, of kind of just being like a blob, but it has the ability to have arms. Yes, I know that this is a very scientific podcast, so I know I've been saying trash, but I know I need to switch it to sludge because we will have to make the distinction later because,
the scientific terminology that we have come to expect here on Pokedex Pathfinders of
it's smelly runoff that has come to life. My my apologies to the Trubbish community.
It is purple pizza the hut.
Ew. Yes, right, 100%.
I know I'm jumping way ahead here. Red and blue Sprite looks so goopy every time I see it. All I can think about is Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
It truly is extra drippy.
That scene used to always gross me out.
The glory days of practical effects. We got true, true dripping. Now, we mentioned the sludge, so I do want to bring up Ash's Dex because it offers us truly the most descriptive of the Dexes. So I wanted to read this to you. So it says,
oh, yeah, please.
Grimer, a sludge Pokemon. Born from sludge, these Pokemon specialize in sludge attacks.
Did I mention sludge?
But does it offer sludge?
Now, is there any sludge involved in this Pokemon?
That Dex had nothing to offer. That Dex was coming up with it on the fly. It didn't know what it was, and it was just doing its best.
Do you think coming off the back of Seal and Dugong, it was just so bored that it was like, I don't know, sludge.
Hey, to be fair, this is way more of a gimmick than an animal. This is nastiness brought to life.
I have a thought about that I would like to save for the end for my thoughts on the family. So if you want to keep going with that line, I'm fine with it. But I got a few things to point out about that at the end.
Well, I do just want to talk about the design overall because you talked about Slimer. The design is at least partially based also off of the slime monsters, gelatinous cubes, whatever you want to call them, from various, you know, like fantasy, high fantasy games like D&D, anything in that realm. Have you ever seen that where it's like kind of a gelatinous cube, maybe with a treasure inside, something that you have to beat to get inside? This does seem at least vaguely based off of that as well. Some kind of animated jello monster.
I can't think of any examples. I mean, maybe there's something that I've encountered and just it's become such a part of the zeitgeist that I can't single it out, but I can't think of anything that I would see this as a reference to in that theory that you're talking about. Like, I don't know. Do you have examples?
Yes, we get one in Adventure Time where he goes to the dungeon. He opens a room and he is accidentally engulfed by a gelatinous slime. If we go back all the way to the 90s, this is kind of becoming, I guess, a bit too meta because Monster Rancher in itself kind of feels like a Pokemon ripoff. But in Monster Rancher, there are kind of slimy goo soldiers that are just kind of more humanoid looking versions of Grimer. They could also just be a ripoff of Grimer. So
true.
Who's to say?
If you were to take and change the mouth of this poke the way that it looks, this thing could immediately be less cutesy and more horrifying. They did a good job.
A good smile and a tongue. They did well with making the basic look friendly, even though it is. This would be horrific to see in person.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more from like a horror standpoint, I'm thinking a little bit of like The Thing or like The Blob.
Yes.
Going back even further. It does kind of have... Exactly. That engulfing amorphous blob does have kind of a horror undertone to it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Last thing I wanted to talk about real quick for bio... The gold Pokedex states, as it moves, it loses bits of its body from which new Grimer emerge. This worsens the stench around it. Okay, fine. It smells bad.
I get it. But couldn't get any worse.
This is a very interesting reference to reproducing by spores. I mean, if it's
just
going to
immediately say reproduce by budding, but yes, I know that it's not. It's not exactly.
It's SpongeBob.
This is now probably the fourth time I have said a Pokemon reproduce by budding.
This is you really just want to keep hitting home the SpongeBob reproducing by budding bit.
All Pokemon reproduce by budding. No, this is it is more similar to spores, like you said.
Again, this is furthering my theory that one of these was initially born and it's just been reproducing by walking around since then.
There was a Grimer Genesis. There is a Grimer 1.
Now, did Grimer Genesis have Peter Gabriel, or is Grimer Genesis more of a Phil Collins?
I think it's more of a Peter Gabriel, personally. I don't know about your Grimer.
With these things just like reproducing all over the place, and, you know, there's talks about it being toxic and all this stuff. This thing has to be a massive environmental nuisance, right?
100%. This is pollution, but it is pollution that is alive and actively moving and actively trying to breed, move forward, progress itself, its evolutionary law.
It's interesting to think about, like, pollution creating pollution. Like, it's a fear of that amorphous blob, but also just the existential fear of pollution as it grows. I mean,
yeah, I'll save it for later. I'll touch on it only briefly, but yes, this Pokemon is part of the symbolism of the trio of pollution. It is kind of worst fears coming to life from how people view how the environment could go.
Definitely has a lot of tie-in with the ocean as well, with it being born from the ocean. I was thinking about, like...
Yeah, this is ocean pollution.
Like Cursola and stuff.
You think Cursola was because of the Grimers?
Oh my God.
Too many Grimers got in the water, stunk it up.
Do you think that there's trainers that will, like, release a poke in the wrong area and it's just like a huge invasive species? We've never touched on that idea before.
Yeah, there's got to be poke in the wrong spots all over the place.
Yeah, with people just collecting them and taking them everywhere, and then, like, you know, Ash is like, I'm gonna set my Grimer free in the middle of this pristine countryside, and it's just destroying all
the
plants.
Ash was doing
and everything
that all the time, especially if they won a big match. Out they go.
Right. I was really thinking about, like, I don't know if you remember in Maryland, like the snakehead fish. They're still going on because somebody just released it, or like the Burmese pythons in Florida.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's that where, you know, you've had your seal from the ice area, and you're like, well, this seal is just a regular guy. I'm tossing this, and then suddenly it's out in the wrong environment where ice things can't survive. And on the flip side, you stick the Grimer out where it's not supposed to go, and it's causing an environmental disaster.
It is pollution. I mean, it really comes back to that idea of, like, you're putting stuff where it doesn't belong, and suddenly everything's completely messed up. I mean, pollution's fine. We're all good. Don't worry about the trash.
What a dark world. Meanwhile, as I jump forward too far, which I guess I'll have to put a poison pin in this, but we're going to do this on purpose later in Alola.
I saw that. Let's talk about the game real quick. It is a Pokemon Mansion poke.
Love
that
it.
Mansion has to smell like ass.
Worst mansion ever. Disgusting mansion.
I did see in yellow that it's also in the power plant. Would you rather hang out in the power plant or the Pokemon Mansion?
They both suck, but I guess I'd go power plant. It seems somehow a little bit more well kept.
I feel like you're going to get electrocuted. In the Pokemon Mansion, it's just going to smell bad.
You can always just wear rubber boots and just be fine.
That's a good point. Well, they both smell terrible.
You've given me a small segue where, yes, you see it in the power plant in yellow because this is a nod to the anime. We see Grimer twice, and these are brief because we have seen both of these episodes already get touched on, but in that episode, episode 30, Sparks Fly for Magnemite, the Grimers and Amok invade the power plant, clog up the valve so the power isn't working. Brock and Ash compliment the Grimers on their unique smell so that they don't feel insulted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, something you should definitely do.
Oh, yeah. So this is a nod to that. And Grimer premieres four episodes prior in a flashback, Pokemon Sensation. We saw that in the Gloom episode because a Grimer attacks Erica as a child.
It smells terrible.
Great reputation.
Did she consider complimenting it?
She did not compliment it even once.
Okay, well, that's probably why
it was just standing there hoping to be complimented.
Maybe the Grimers are just like really self-conscious of their smell. I mean, they are just ooze, sludge, waste, blobs floating
around.
Yeah,
they're probably a little sensitive, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pretty self-conscious too. I mean,
it's tough out
last
there.
last thing I wanted to mention about the game, it is the breeding pairs.
These breeding pairs kind of make sense when I look
yes.
at them. This is the first time I'm not horrified because it's already horrific as is.
Correct. So there's only one that I'm kind of like, ew, and that's the Gardevoir line. I'm like, yeah, that's
just wrong.
More so, I wanted to bring up the breeding pairs because I kind of wish that these things in game, you could breed them by spores. What if you just had a Grimer and you had to do something to reproduce it to make more Grimers?
I mean, it's a too low stakes of a Pokemon, but similar to Spiritomb, where you have to collect up all those spirits and you have enough for the Spiritomb, you can collect little Grimer spores and you have enough for a Grimer.
Or like as you travel around, if you had like a Grimer out as your wandering partner, it would like leave the spores that you're talking about.
It would
and you
drop Grimers around.
Yeah. Grimer pooped another Grimer out.
But as I look at the breeding pairs, it's just purple Pokemon, which is kind of nice.
Do you think that when a Grimer releases a spore to create another Grimer, is it a blob that becomes a Grimer under the right circumstances, or is it literally just a perfectly tiny, perfectly formed Grimer?
You're saying Grimer pooped and and we have a new Grimer.
Grimer poops out like a 2 centimeter tall Grimer. Like, it looks exactly the same.
Grimer reproduces by taking a dump.
Is it just a little bit of bleh and it turns into one over time? Or is it like an exact replica of it that just falls out of the back of it and is like...
Yeah, no, it is just a teeny tiny, fully detailed Grimer that eventually will just grow a bit larger.
Like if you shrunk the sprite down to like 2 centimeters tall.
Yeah, like if
tall.
You pulled out a magnifying glass, you would see that it just is a Grimer.
It's like plankton.
Yes.
That's all I have for Grimer. I got some cards, but if there's anything else that you wanted to touch on for that poke.
I mean, stats we can talk about for the big boy.
I got 2 cards, but why don't you start us off?
Oh, there's one card I have to bring up, and I'll bring up the lower stakes one first. So I just... think the Aquapolis one is just one of the best Grimers I've ever seen. It is standing in a sewer and screaming.
It looks like shitty late 90s cartoon when they like really first started going with like computer generation
low-budget
for cartoons.
CGI.
It looks
Saturday
terrible.
But I had to bring up the controversial Team Rocket Grimer, but I am not talking about the English one. Mm-hmm, I'm talking about the Japanese one. Because the English one... he's popping out, and he just looks kind of confused because he's all cross-eyed. But he was not originally cross-eyed. He's originally appears to be
a
looking
little
up,
perv.
Yeah, looking up that lady's skirt. So, of course, I looked it up on eBay, and that one is worth a lot, as you'd expect.
There's that, and there's a Misty trainer card where she's like clearly nude and fondling
nude
a Starmie.
Somehow I had that card as a kid. I don't know how I got it, but
which
I did
one,
have
the
one.
Grimer or the Misty?
Naked Misty.
I still have one.
Nice. It's worth some money.
Yeah, I know. I'm way too proud and embarrassed of it at the exact same time.
How did we all have access to so many Japanese cards?
That was one of the biggest lies of all time in elementary school.
Most
was
believed
that,
elementary school lie was that Japanese cards are worth more than English cards.
They're not worth shit.
No.
The only other card I wanted to bring up real quick, if you look at the Team Rocket Returns artwork, it looks like somebody melted Barney. It looks very concerned.
Oh my God. It's all face. Yeah. And it's got like a very strange, I was going to say it has a strange grimace, but it looks like Grimace.
Okay. All right. You're right. It's like melted Grimace.
It's like somebody put their Grimace in the microwave for too long.
Grimace and Barney had a horrible, horrible night together. And,
an uncomfortable breeding pair.
Moving on from that horrible image, number 89, it is Muk. It is the sludge Pokemon. It is poison type, and it evolves at level 38. And again, I have to start with the naming.
Oh, no.
And that is to state that that was everybody's favorite joke. And I'm not
I know
going
what you're
to
gonna
go
say.
Too into detail, but much like Arbok is Cobra is backwards.
It's where it got its name. Muk is just Grimer, but larger and meaner looking. It's just the monster version.
I would like to go on record and state that I think this is the laziest evolution of Gen 1.
It's got to at least be top 5 laziest, because it's just a little bit larger, and it's essentially just got angry eyebrows instead.
A lot of the times people love to point to Voltorb and Electrode. At least it got a mouth and it turned upside down.
Hey, at least that turned upside down, yeah.
Yep.
Save it. Those are my only things I have to say for Voltorb. So.
Yeah, we got to... That episode, we're going to have to do a lot of padding. but I don't have too terribly much to talk about for Muk, because it's the same damn thing.
It's just really nasty. This time it's 4 feet tall, which it always seemed so much larger in the anime, but I think they always just draw them, you know, really as you'd imagine them.
They don't understand scale.
Luckily, you already answered my question about them having two arms, because Muk is always shown with one arm reaching for you and one like kind of tucked in. it's tucked into its body in a weird way.
It's almost like most depictions of it. It almost just kind of looks like it has one arm.
Yeah, it looks like one arm, because then you can kind of see like a nubbin.
I think that's relating back to the pseudopods again. I still think that
yes,
this is
now it all makes
the
sense.
Same thing. If you just made it look a little angrier.
It just has a different emotion. That's the only thing that is going on.
It's just Grimer finally learned to express its feelings.
Which is rage.
That's going to do it for this episode of ASMR Pokedex Pathfinders.
I do want to share the Gold Dex. Because Gold Dex does confirm this Pokemon still stinks. So it says, they love to gather in smelly areas where sludge accumulates, making the stench around them worse.
Oh, God.
So they just like to go where it is smelly and stink it up. Even worse than it was.
It probably just for them doesn't smell, right? Like,
well, it's hard
or
to
does
say.
It smell good?
If they, yeah, like, if they want to go to the smelly areas, they like the smelliness.
Here's the thing. If they're reproducing basically asexually here, then there's no need for them to be attracted or hanging out in groups other than, I guess, like strength and numbers.
They just enjoy each other's company.
So then they do just like being stinky together.
Yeah, they just like stinking it up. Who doesn't like just stinking it up with their friends?
The counter to that, Silver, it causes a fever so severe that it requires bed rest. Also,
I am sure that Diamond, it does. I don't doubt that.
In Diamond and Pearl, it also states that the fluid instantly kills plants and trees on contact. This is, again, going back to it being
definitely
a horrific invasive species. A couple of thoughts with that. This is like the perfect bad guy poke at this point, and I understand why it was always the bad guy poke, because you could just take this thing out and be like, yeah, jump on that guy, and they're dead.
This 100% is the bad guy Pokemon. We've seen a few so far. We've seen your Raticates.
Is this more of a bad guy poke
Arbok
than a Golbat?
And Ekans, more than a Golem?
Golbat.
More than Golbat. It's on par, at least.
And you know what?
This somehow seems more malicious.
Golbat is like wild bad guy poke. This is like the human-made bad guy poke, even though it's not human-made.
Gonna get you, bad guy poke.
That's fair. Also, quick question with that, with the Diamond and Pearl one. In the wild, in the real world of Pokemon, super real, what kind of impact do you think that contact with this thing would have on a grass-type Pokemon? Is this thing out in the wild just murdering Weepinbells?
I have to think so. Well, luckily, Weepinbell is a poison type, so Weepinbell's fine. But yes, any grass type that they find is going to get taken down.
So I have noted here the Pokedex entry for Ultra Sun. It kind of ties closely in with Alolan Grimer and Alolan Muk. And I was thinking, let's talk about those since it makes sense, and then we'll finish it out with the game and the card information for and anime info for Mach.
Yes.
So Ultra Sun reads, their food sources have decreased and their numbers have declined sharply.
Yeah.
Sludge ponds are being built to prevent their extinction. Okay.
Yeah, so we still care about them because they, in this world, they are still animals.
Yeah, hippies.
Save the poison.
However, and this is where it gets into Alolan Grimer. Alolan Grimers were brought to Alola to solve a garbage problem.
Yes.
So this is a human issue caused by a human issue in an attempt to solve a human issue that's now causing an environmental issue with the pokes.
Very real world.
I mean, honestly.
We cause the pollution, try to make some less pollution, make some more.
Wasn't there like a thing with frogs in Australia where they like they tried to bring in a certain type of frog to Australia and to kill
yes, and they just
mosquitoes?
Made it way worse. Yeah.
And the frogs were just like everywhere and people were just like driving down the highway, like running over like hundreds of frogs
yeah,
as they
it's
drove
just that
and
you
stuff.
Probably shouldn't do things like that to nature, but yeah. Especially in the world of Pokemon, you shouldn't bring in a garbage monster. I just think that was like kind of a duh, but it did seem to work out, I guess.
Yeah, but to the point now of, okay, it got rid of the garbage to the point that now you have, in theory, another wild animal that's dying because it doesn't have the food source.
An extinction event because that garbage monster is a living thing.
So do you just need to start producing more garbage?
Yeah, all your garbage. I mean, I guess the problem solves itself in the Pokemon world because you can take your garbage and you can stick it in that weird little pond. They'll eat it.
God, it has to smell so bad.
The stinkiest spot in Alola. In the middle of Alola is just a really stinky spot.
Yeah, we know that this is like the most beautiful... We know that this is the most beautiful island, but we're going to make a huge garbage pile in
just
the middle of it.
Not
that's the other thing,
part.
Too.
Don't go over to where you see the green clouds coming up.
It is interesting to think about this from the perspective of it is on an island. How much of an environmental impact can you have on a remote island? And obviously, if they were, I'm saying that as in you can have a lot, not trying to challenge like, oh, how much can you really have?
No, I think that it's like very quickly that you would
have. And it's
you would
amplifying
have
it because the pokes can't spread out.
Yeah, no, it's just suddenly you'd have this problem way more quickly than you would have ever thought.
We have talked about, I mean, we have established that there are conservation efforts when we were talking about protecting the forest fetched. So there is precedent for it. Why would there have ever been an effort to keep this thing alive? It's terrible. And clearly, if you just keep one and let it run through a pasture somewhere, you're going to end up with a million tiny Grimers after it anyway.
Now, the only debate that I can think of is that I'm sure that in the Pokemon world, they would have said, why is one life better than another? Why is one poke better than the other? Why do we save the ducks, not the poop pile?
The ducks aren't destroying every biome that they enter.
They ravage the leek fields. They each take one leak.
We have to now. It's like cascading levels of conservationism. Like now, we have to have like we have to petition for the leak fields.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to think it's not that they want to keep the Grimer numbers strong. They just don't want them to die out.
You could keep one.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of sad.
And then you make it a legendary.
Oh my god.
And it's suddenly the worst legendary
ever. Yeah,
I was going
to say, because then they're like, no, I don't like it.
Do you think that they have, like, environmentalist books like The Lorax, but it's for the leaks?
It's not as catchy of a name, though.
The Leak Axe? Well, you want to talk some more about the Alolan ones while we're here?
We might as well. So, Alolan Grimer, I just want to talk about the look, because it's green, which is the shiny of regular Grimers, and it has what looks like a yellow beard. I don't know, a reverse milk mustache? That's like the vibe.
The old reverse milk mustache.
And we've now talked about it, but I really didn't understand why Grimer was purposely introduced into Alola. They said it was to eat the trash, but to me, bringing the Grimer sounds like a much worse thing to do than just having trash to get rid of. How much trash were they making?
Again, I guess it's an island, so you're kind of stuck
with Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah, but then you're burning trash is like a huge issue right now. Haven't you seen all the stuff about like the open air burn pits and stuff?
Yeah, but don't they have an additional Pokemon then? Maybe like do like a twofer?
They could do like a contained burn, I guess.
There's got to be some kind of Pokemon that likes smelly fumes. I don't know.
Oh, isn't that like Galarian Weezing?
Okay.
See, now we're just adding more Pokemon. Now we're just adding more Pokemon to the environment.
That's what I'm saying. All right, get them in there now, too.
We literally just came up with the exact same solution that they tried with the Grimers. We're no better.
Ours is a little better. It has fire.
Yeah, ours is just as terrible for the environment, but it is fucking cool.
Way cooler, though. But yeah, the Sun Dex references this. It says, a Grimer, which had been brought in to solve a problem with garbage, developed over time into this form. As it ate the garbage, it literally became a different species.
I did see that the different coloration in Muk is a reference to an oil slick.
Yeah, that like
the rainbow
that makes
colors
sense.
That you see on the sheen. I still don't understand why it has like rocks in it, though.
I think that was purely for Zazzles, and they were just like, yeah, there's a reason. But no, it was a design element that I think they worked backwards into.
But I will say, I like Alolan Muk more.
Alolan Muk looks much cooler. It has a cool look to it. And Muk was already kind of supposed to represent an oil spill. I guess both Grimer and Muk represent an oil spill. Alolan Muk does, and does it in a cooler way.
I would like to pose that we draft an email to Big Poke, as we frequently do, to whom it may Big Poke. I think it actually would have gone better if Grimer had turned into Alolan Muk.
That would at least make a lot of sense story-wise anyways, because they already said that in the decks that Grimer just becomes Alolan Grimer. I could definitely see it. I don't know. I guess they just wanted to keep it for the color coding of it.
I'm saying get rid of Muk and get rid of Alolan Grimer. No more standard Muk, just Grimer.
Only Alolan Muk from now on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just Grimer to Alolan Muk. And Alolan Muk just becomes Muk.
I like it because I think the design is very cool. I like that it's an oil slick. It just looks cool. They said the personality-wise, it's like nice and friendly.
It also gives it, I really think that the design jump from a Grimer to an Alolan Grimer is enough to still stick with something that's recognizable, but give it that new element. You can say the introduction of the oil or the gasoline, whatever.
The difference
has
in the
changed
diet.
Has changed it over time. I mean, I know that could be a regional thing, but that could also just be it evolves when it, you know,
that could
it
be like
had
a,
an encounter
a
with gasoline.
Thing.
Exactly.
Because now we have cars and trains and various things. Maybe Muk has evolved over time because it eats people's garbage.
I really like the idea of the Grimer as the basic is the very simple pile of sludge, and then it turns into a Muk after like after so long,
after
it's
eating
going
enough
to be,
garbage.
Yeah, after eating enough garbage, it's going to consume gas products and oil-based products. Between plastic and all the like human waste and oil and stuff like that, it would only make sense that it basically just turns into an oil slick. So I'm saying regular Grimer straight to Alolan Muk. No Alolan Grimer, no regular Muk.
All right, the motion passes.
All right,
this
thank
is now
you. I
how
will
it goes.
Draft the letter to Big
Smack the
Big
gavel,
Pocus.
That's that. Well, to get back to our awful purple poo pile, I want to conclude the anime episode real quick.
And
we
now the
about.
Dramatic conclusion. That was my best impression of any time there was a two-part episode of Next Generation and they had the computer introduce the second episode. Go ahead.
Very good. So, computer. episode 30, Sparks Fly for Magnemite. We have already discussed this episode, but the Magnemite scare off the Grimer, but not the Muk. The Muk is their leader. So Ash battles and catches the Muk, but he sends it back to Professor Oak because it stinks through the Pokeball.
All right.
And we now have a running gag throughout the series where...
I see what you did there because it smells so bad.
Yes, we have a running gag where Oak is smothered by Muk all the time, every time we see him.
What is the origin of the name of Muk again?
Well, you see, if you take Arbok...
All right,
and
talk about some game data for it. I don't really have much to talk about for the game for this one. I don't think I ever used one of these things.
I've got a dumb one from Pokemon Mansion because this is yellow specific, and this is one of the very rare instances where yellow did kind of like a not so good thing.
Mm. Yeah, so, rare.
So at the Pokemon Mansion, you can
all
trade
except uncommon.
You can trade a Kangaskhan for a Muk in the Pokemon Lab on Cinnabar. which I don't know why you would do that, because you're already right near the Pokemon Mansion. Kangaskhan is much rarer in the games.
That's a terrible trade. That is a terrible trade.
Probably the worst trade in the game, because you're probably standing near a Muk already.
The only thing that I can say is at least you'll get the faster experience gain because of it being trade.
You also get a nickname that you can't undo.
Do you remember what the nickname was?
The nickname is Sticky.
Ew, really?
Yes.
Sticky. That's even Muk. Worse.
It's bad.
This thing, it's not bad stat-wise, but you know what it is bad at? Looking good.
I was going to say looking cool.
I never wanted this thing.
I think it's a fine choice. I just don't know who, unless you purposely want something monstrous, if you want something gross, but otherwise, why would you pick the poo monster?
Let's talk cards real quick, and then we're going to circle back to that idea. I'll start for this one because I know which one
you'll immediately take.
You know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Muk and Alolan Muk tag team.
Gotta take Muk.
Muk might win an award for smelliest card, but it also might win an award for some of the coolest artwork.
This thing stinks through the card for sure. Which art do you like? Because I like the one where they're coming out of the sewer.
All of them. I think they're all great. This is a rare instance where the like alt full art, where it's more singular in its colors and doesn't really have
the purple background,
painted background. Yes,
that is really good. Where they've got both arms up. They're giving you like the double scary pose. They're squished together like they're besties. It's a whole thing.
Any cards you wanted to share?
All right. So first one I have, since you took Muk is Team Rocket Returns, because it's cool that it's grass, but it's also dark type because it's Team Rocket, which was pretty cool. But it's just really scary looking because it's just a gigantic gaping maw.
Fair enough.
Very creepy. And then, of course, Cosmic Eclipse. He's open in a garbage can. The trash is sparkling, and he looks pleased to have found such delicious trash.
It also has its mouth closed, which is such an odd turn of events.
This pleases me.
I'm not going to lie. The artwork on that card kind of looks like a grumpy old dude taking out the garbage.
Yes, in an alternate universe. I don't know. I'd kind of be okay using Alolan Muk. This thing looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely like it more than regular Muk. You talked about the idea of really you wouldn't want to use this thing unless you wanted to specifically use a gross poke.
Yes.
This line to me, there's two takeaways that I have from it. And the big one is I don't like this poke, but in a good way. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're not supposed to like this poke. It's nasty.
It's disgusting. It has that like primal things don't make sense and this is gross and everything. And like I really hate looking at it,
which is what it's its job.
Like it, but I think it's a really good designed poke for that sense.
As I learned more about it, I grew more to appreciate it, like you're saying, because as I kind of mentioned all the way back at the beginning of the episode, this Pokemon, for me, is just riding the trend of 90s gross-out Nickelodeon slime era. This Pokemon is the Grossinator, the sound effects machine. This Pokemon is boogers, bugs, barf, anything that was nasty that, for some reason, young boys always loved to talk
anything
about in the
90s. Anything on Cartoon Network from, like, 1995 till 1998?
Yes, anything Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon era, this thing, it just feels like that. And I think it's appealing to anybody who liked that at the time. And if you wanted something that was just gross and that was just gack, you could certainly go with this.
Just watch the intro to Cat Dog.
Ew. But I think that this thing is cool enough that if you wanted to wield some kind of sludge monster in battle, fine. I think it had decent enough stats. But for me, this Pokemon was meant to repulse you, and it was meant to be a Pokemon to fight against.
It gives off such a good, not good, but strong feeling of repulsion and disgust. And it's not over the top, and it still fits in with the design of the rest of the pokes in Kanto. I think they did a really good job of taking something that feels like it belongs, but still this disgusting version of it. It's really gross, but it still stands out. And I think that is almost better. It's almost better that it's so gross because it makes it stand out, and that's better than just being forgettable.
It does, and I still think that it falls into one of our various Pokemon columns. I consider this to be a fantasy element type Pokemon.
Okay.
Like I said, this is like D&D monster meets 90s aesthetic.
With a hint of world building, just in the ways that it's been introduced and its impacts on the environment. Not world building as in like a background, but something that really adds to the lore of Pokemon itself.
It thickens the world.
Oh, I see what you did there. Last note I have to make about it, and this is talking broader to where we are in the Pokedex. A lot of other pokes that we've talked about at this point really felt like they were testing the waters for getting away from a real life counterpoint. You had Diglett, you had Geodude.
Yeah.
This guy really feels like the tipping point where we've gotten into anything goes.
We are full on imaginary creature mode. We are finally beyond simply animals that have gotten messed up in some way. And we are now into full on dream world.
This really feels like it's...
We're here. Yeah, we're here.
And there's some other normal-ish ones sprinkled in. But now it's like you could get an animal. You could get whatever happens.
A true grab bag. And this is now... We're finally... By this point in the game, this far in, you do not know what your random trainer friend has.
Well, that's all I got for Grimer and Muk.
Well, coming up next, we've got our hypothetical where we rank our smelliest pokes. It's time for hypothetical. Today, a top three, we rank our top three smelliest Pokemon. Now, I do want to add the caveat that, at least me personally, I excluded the pollution trio.
What are you counting as the pollution trio?
For me, the pollution trio is Muk and Grimer, Koffing and Weezing, Trubbish and Garbodor.
Okay.
Because to me, they are just the default smelliest.
I'm just going to say I could have put like 20 pokes on this list easily. I also avoided those pokes because they just felt a little too simple.
Yes, they are clearly the smelliest. This is going to be, I guess, the next
smelliest. I was looking
smelliest
for the things that you would be the most repulsive, but almost unexpectedly.
That is what I went with as well.
All right, go ahead. Number three, hit me.
Number three, I have Loudred. Loudred is a poke that is all mouth, and there is no way it brushes its teeth, and its whole thing is that it yells at you. I think this thing is pure stank breath.
Do you think it's just like dog breath meets coffee breath, like 24/7?
At all times, and it's always yelling. There is no, just like Golbat, there is no closed mouth Loudred. This thing is always yelling at you.
Yeah, should we give an honorable mention to Golbat for that one, too?
Yes, stank breath Pokemon, number three.
All right, number two, what you got?
Number two is a poke we have seen before, Parasect. Parasect is a dead bug covered in mushroom spores.
Yes,
100%. It is a carcass being hauled around by an alien. This thing stinks.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it doesn't stink.
I have nothing to add to that one. You are absolutely correct.
Smelly. This one is going to sound like a stretch at first, so I'm going to explain this one. But at number one, I have Basculegion.
Okay.
Basculegion is a fish. It is also a ghost made of dead fish. It is
army.
Basculegion is made of souls.
It's the souls of other Basculin.
Yes, Basculegion is made of souls of other Basculin. So it is essentially an army of dead fish grouped into one fish.
I had no idea.
So I just think that it just smells like 100 dead fish. Thousands of dead fish.
Oh my God. just the thought of that smell alone.
You are, through all of Arceus, you are riding on such a stinky
I was
going to
say,
fish.
Every time you get off of it, and also you know that like it's getting wet and your pants are getting wet and stuck to it, and then you're like hopping off and you just got wet, dead fish pants.
Just so smelly. And I had to end on a ghost, so.
Yeah. Oh, what a shocking turn of events.
Yes.
All right, number three, I have Slaking.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that thing is probably musty.
So this thing definitely never showers.
No,
and
too lazy.
I'll try to keep this story as quick as possible. I had a roommate freshman year who slept all the time and who never showered. At one point after going to the gym, he came back and took a maybe 30-second rinse and told me, if it's quick enough, you don't have to use soap.
Oh, no.
And he smelled accordingly.
By whose rules?
And I imagine this thing just smells like all the worst parts of a zoo.
Musty old Slaking.
Number two, this one also might be a little bit of a stretch, and I don't know how to describe it, but I think it kind of goes back to your theory with Loudred. Licky Licky.
Ew.
That thing just looks like it smells terrible, and it's like, it's just got a big slobbery tongue hanging out all day, and it's just like
slapping you in the face while it walks.
Also, I imagine that it's like, they kind of look like a salamander, so I'm imagining like a dried out salamander that licks everything.
Yeah, it's nasty.
And number one, I have Electros.
Electros, the eel?
It is a 6-foot eel. Eels smell terrible.
I don't know if I've ever smelled an eel up close.
Eels are, I've caught an eel once. It smelled terrible. I have been told that if you go out fishing on a boat and you catch an eel, they cut it off the line before they even bring it on the boat, because that thing has a way of wriggling loose and getting stuck down somewhere, and then you just got stinky eel boat.
Oh, that is so nasty.
I mean, I like they just smell both like of our fish. Tops. Fish smell terrible.
I was going to say, both of our top are creatures of the sea.
And so this one is a 6-foot stinky fish snake.
These things are giving the poo pile a run for their money.
And on that very smelly note, we are going to wrap it up for number 88, Grimer, and number 89, Muck. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. We are at Pokedex Pathfinders. We would love to have some feedback. We'll post videos and pictures about the episodes that are upcoming. Also, send us an idea for a hypothetical, or tell us your stinkiest pokes, and we'll send you a sticker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you like Muck stinking, and we know you watch a lot of YouTube, probably watching maybe a mukbang here or there, come check us out and see our mucks, see what they're doing. Stay tuned
for next episode when I figure out how to delete all of Andy's audio just for a reference to mukbang right there. That's going to close it out. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.